In light of the current events that are going on right now, I think that we have a duty to talk about McDonald's.
Hey, all right, favorite order. Start with 1, 2, 3, go.
Well, I just tried to do the McDonald's song, but I did the Simpsons way. But,
oh,
I'm loving it.
Tra la 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 la.
I like it like that.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Some tells me we're going to be wildly on topic. I don't know if we might veer off topic today.
I can't. I need to stay on topic. I need to keep my brain focused. I'm in pain.
I'm not gonna. I would ask you what the pain is, but that would be going off topic. So instead, I'm gonna ask you this.
And no one could even begin to guess what I'm feeling.
Oh, shit.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Shit. You know what? 400 comments that say hungover.
There was one comment like months ago that was like, "Yeah, it's only gonna be funny that Eric's hungover for about 2 more months before it enters dangerous territory and he passes." Listen, I'm coming off the ride. I can't do it like this anymore, but I'll tell you what, it's Emmys weekend in Los Angeles. So yeah, I had some martinis. Yeah, I had mezcal rocks. Yeah, I had a burger, and I saw many famous people. So no one can come.
Hollywood is killing you, dude.
No, it's not, dude. I'm so well adjusted to it. Who'd I see? Tom Sandoval? Yeah, I saw his ass.
Oh,
who'd I
wow.
see? Martin Short? Yeah, I saw his ass. Who'd I see? Walton Goggins? Of course I saw his ass.
Holy crap. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you're seeing all
There's
these people.
There's more where that came from.
Because they're all so famous that for an ordinary person to see them, if you were just, you know, somebody listening right now from, God knows, College Park, Maryland, the idea that you'd see Walton Goggins, Tommy Sandoval, Martin Short on the same day.
Yeah. That would send someone into psychosis if you weren't ready for that.
Like if you were saw just one of them at the fucking Rockville Center shopping mall, and then you went and saw Walton Goggins at the gym at the YMCA.
Oh my God.
University of Maryland.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you'd start to think that the animators who are controlling the switchboard on your Truman Show TV are starting to
get a little
fuck with you.
Start to be exactly.
Do you remember this song? Sorry,
I was just gonna say, what isn't it crazy that there are people out there that have never met a celebrity, and probably if you haven't at this point, it's probably never
gonna
happen.
Yeah,
it ain't
right.
gonna happen. So stop. Like,
I'll just say the hoping. Feeling when you meet them and you can smell them and get close to them, it's like. I'll just put it like this, one word. It's amazing, man. Thank
so
you.
Your autograph book is like it's filling up.
Yeah, it is.
You're so drunk walking around with a fucking autograph book in there.
Snoopy, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it's only like
Pluto
the characters in Disneyland.
Yeah, Goofy,
Mario.
Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon. I had her do about 7 autographs in a row.
My God.
But faking them to be different other people.
I did see someone go up to a famous person that was standing nearby. And it was crazy because this is a party that I think you had to be invited to, kind of. And she just went like this, took the photo, took the selfie, and he wasn't even looking. And she just did the selfie. It's an invasion of privacy, dude.
Yeah, that's twisted.
I pulled her aside and I said, "What do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? This is where we all come to relax and to get away from the masses." Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize influencers were allowed.
Right, exactly.
Hey, you feel that thing poking on your belly right now? It's a gat. Do that shit one more time and see if I don't turn your stomach into a Claire's piercing facility.
Oh,
see what I'm expressing?
Yeah, of course I can see what you're expressing.
Is this illegal?
It feels illegal.
Chicken McNuggets.
Four piece, six piece, eight piece, or 10? 20 piece.
Which one's the family? Well, don't they come in like family size now? Like where you get, can get that's 50 right. of them?
You can get, bro.
That's either you're a family or you're fucking like higher than a motherfucker in high school. You remember when you get that? Like, did you guys ever try and take down the Crave case?
Excuse me?
Blended out in high school?
What, from Jack
the
in the
White
Box?
Castle?
A White Castle, of course. We didn't have White Castles.
What?
We didn't have White Castles, dude.
Damn. That's crazy, dude. Unfortunate.
What were you watching when you ate the Crave case?
Porn.
Probably like, honestly, we're probably watching like music videos on like a desktop computer.
Oh, shit.
Stacey's BYOB. Mom. By System of a Down.
BYOB.
BYOB. Crave case.
When are we going to get Jacoby from Papa Roach up on this?
We need to put more effort into this. Soon. Guys, I'm just realizing lately, we need to step our game up. I'm starting to become ashamed
of myself. It's never going to happen. It's
no,
never
no.
gonna happen.
And I'll make it happen. I'm going to start pulling some strings with my new connections and with my new guest star connections. Oh,
you need to become the annoying guy who like asks everybody to be on their podcast.
Dude.
Like, just constantly.
Yeah.
Dude, Walton. I looked you up on Spotify. I noticed that we both have like three or four Jurassic 5 songs that are both we have in common.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Let's start a jam together. Let's start a jam together. We can listen to music at the same time. And then come on, Joy Tactics.
Come on, Joy Tactics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Did you guys ever with your popsicle sticks like sharpen them on the cement into a knife like weapon structure?
No, man.
Or is that just me?
I figured you grew up in kind of a rough and tumble style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nate, put that thing in your mouth. See how far you can go back.
Jesus. Check your temperature, would you? Check your gag reflex. Doctor,
check that gag reflex.
For the medical. Oh, shit. What was that?
I have the worst gag reflex. I'll fucking, if anything comes in my close to my throat, I'm fucking hurling.
So what happens when you get the strep throat? Because I'm so bad at the strep throat test still.
Dude, well, you know, last you can... time I had strep, what's up?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Last time I had strep, I knew it so fucking early, it's not even real.
Strepped out? When were you last strepped out?
Wow. It was during that showcase, The Annoyance, 8 years ago or whatever.
Oh my God.
And I had strep, but I remember my throat was tickling like the night before. I wasn't sick or nothing. I could just feel it. And I was like, I think this is strep. Next day, had a fever, went to the urgent care. I said, I think this is strep. And they checked my fever. They checked this or that. They said, no. I don't think this is strep. Strep would be very different, but we'll test you for it if you're going to be a fucking asshole about it.
Right.
See how they treated me probably?
Crazy. Again, bro, human intuition is more powerful than the medical system.
To all my men out there, advocate for yourself in a doctor's office.
Yeah, okay? Doc. I know I'm fucking... I just got a heart attack. I know, dude. Yeah. I know. You don't have to tell me that, dude. And I'm fucking dying right now.
I feel like I used to get strep once a year. Here comes strep. But I have to be honest, and I need to be knocking on wood. I haven't been sick in about a year and a half.
Yeah,
we were all sick in London.
Not me. Eric, you'll remember.
Eric, you didn't get touched.
You'll remember, not me.
What the fuck?
You need to be.
Fucking?
That is crazy, dude. You should.
I need to be studied.
What the fuck?
You really do.
I need to be studied.
The perfect genetics. The perfect DNA strand, Eric Rahill.
Well, careful because you remember Jeanette, whatever, just got in trouble for doing the jeans ad.
Who is this? Jeanette?
Was it Sabrina Carpenter?
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh. Yep. I have some thoughts about that I'm saving for my political offshoot of this podcast that I'm unveiling.
Without telling us, it's just going to drop.
It'll be
like,
streaming
every
on
day.
Paramount.
Yeah. Paramount Democrat.
Paramount, not for long. If
Paramount
there's,
D? Oh, oh,
no, I think
Paramount
they're
Democrat.
What's mean, what do you mean not for long?
Well, I think the new guy who owns it's a little bit C-worded, conservative worded. Cunt? No, man, conservative.
Yo, I'm cunted out tonight. My whole outfit is cunted out.
Dude, please.
Whoa.
Don't say that, man.
All right. Well, let's talk about McDonald's. Or were you going to say something?
Delicious McDonald's. Oh, we had McDonald's in the... It was ordered for lunch for the writer's room. And everyone else, like, got, like...
Salad.
A single burger, a small fry, and a Diet Coke. I got a Big Mac, a four-piece... Four-piece chicken McNugget and a medium to large fry.
And some waffle fries.
I felt good that I did that. I said, I'm not playing around. If we're getting McDonald's, I'm getting
it. When you're going to McDonald's, like, it's all bets are off. Like, don't even try. Do not even fucking try to game the system. You got to go all fucking in with that shit, dude. Order that fucking whole extra meal. Get the ice cream.
Mm.
It's only coming around a couple times. You know, you're not eating this all every day. Like, go fucking crazy when you hit that fucking McDonald's cat, that fucking robotic machine that you order from.
Dude, I tried to get McDonald's not but 3 hours ago. Oh my God, people love McDonald's. The drive-thru was busted on Atlantic Avenue, driving around with some buddies. And guess what? It was the drive-thru was closed, and we tried going into the inside of it. It was too crazy. We couldn't even do it. How crazy is it that McDonald's stays on top after all these
consistency, bro?
We need to talk about Burger King is what we need to talk about, actually. Because talk about a fucking... What have they done?
They fumbled. They fumbled it.
It's just been like on the down like for,
I know,
for so long. They've never had it. They never even like
they
had
did,
a
though,
chance.
Bro.
When did they the ever? Day, when did they
the junior
ever have
Whopper?
The
ball? Mm.
But why would you ever get that when you got the double quarter pound of cheese? See what I'm saying?
Right.
The you last know, well, great thing you know what I just realized? Fries. McDonald's is international, bro. You know that?
Is Burger King not international?
Of course.
Is it illegal?
I think Burger King has a much smaller reach.
Bruh. Imagine your girl has a disease where she can't stop salivating. It's coming out at such a rapid rate that she can't hold a job. And you just start.
What'd you say?
What did I say?
Imagine your girls can't stop salivating.
I don't actually know that I want to finish this one.
Oh, I just tried these mints that make your mouth all wet.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Flint's mint.
Oh,
Flint's
I've
mints.
Had those.
You like wet. If you want your mouth to be wet, yeah, put in a Flint's mint and see what happens. See if it don't get a little.
Great read, Eric.
Jissy.
In my job, I just can't afford a dry mouth. Even a normally wet mouth is not going to cut it. That's why I suck on Flint's mints. Is that what they're
Please
called?
Yeah, God, dude. That should be our only sponsor is just talking Flint's about fucking
succulent
mint, getting them mouths wet. It's popping. It's Joy Tactics. Popping a mint. Get that fucking mouth all fucking wet. Relax and enjoy.
Drool on me.
Do I look? I look ill though. I feel there's a paleness to me that looks like something has happened.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
You want to hear some international McDonald's items?
See,
of course.
The McVeggie.
The
Excuse
what?
Me? The McVeggie. It's a veggie. I think this is India.
Huh?
The McVeggie. The McAloo Tiki.
Ooh.
Huh?
Paneer salsa wrap.
Whoa.
McPuff. Pizza McPuff.
Sorry.
I'm falling apart. I just had the Zen and it. It's not something is interacting with my body chemistry in a wrong way.
Well, you just before we started rolling said that you were so hungover you wanted to kill yourself.
Stop.
Sorry. I mean, I have much more to say beyond that. All right,
Eric, you'd be the perfect person to get a. I'm not even gonna say it.
Say
Let's
it.
Move on. No, not.
All right, text it.
All right, I'll say it. Oh, no, I don't know what it was. That would make no sense. Well, can we take it all the way back, y'all?
Yes.
Do you remember being so young that the idea of finishing a Big Mac was like, yeah, all right. I doubt I'll ever be able to finish up.
Yes.
That. Yeah.
I do remember that.
There's a, I mean, in ancient societies, there was a ritual that would turn you from a boy to a man, right? They would go out and do something very hard. They would have to go like skin a fucking saber-tooth tiger or something like that.
Yep.
The modern day version of that is that first day you move up from happy meal to regular meal.
Well, remember the big kids meal? This was the middle zone. Remember the big kids meal?
Plus size teenagers?
Plus size children's meal? No, it was called the big kids meal.
Okay. And what the fuck was that? I don't remember that.
I like kind of
the Mighty Kids meal. Mighty Kids meal.
Oh, Mighty Kids. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is on McDonald's Wiki fandom page. Damn.
Here's I'm just curious. You know what?
It was designed for children who had outgrown the traditional Happy Meal but weren't yet ready to order a traditional combo. Customers were able to choose either a McDouble or a six-count chicken McNuggets as their entree, French fries, or Go-Gurt strawberry yogurt as a side. And you got a toy as well, which is amazing.
You know, I confess something.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did this, man, but I just went on Pornhub and I searched McDonald's because I thought, what the hell could it show me?
Hmm. What did it?
I thought it would show me the food. I thought like, oh, this will be such a crazy thing to look up. It really was just people illegally, from what I can presume, making pornography.
Fucking into McDonald's?
Yeah.
That's got to be tough. Well, you know it's what? Enough. There's that like little back section by the, you know, the bathrooms. You could probably get... You could at least get some head in one of them fucking booths.
We need to I'm desexualizing this podcast right now. I know I brought up wet mouths. I know we brought up all this.
I fucking things. Exit out and you guys never see me again.
We have a serious talk.
It. You're silencing Nate.
I know. Well, let's resexualizing
it.
Resexualize it respectfully. You see what I'm saying? Right.
Okay.
If we're talking about sexual things, it's in a respectful tone.
Okay, I please just looked up porn on McDonald's. Oh, wait. Ah, shit.
Yeah, I think you're doing it politely.
What was I supposed to do? Oh, respectfully?
Respectfully. There's a difference between respect and politeness.
That's a whole... That's a good idea.
I know. We don't even want to get in. We don't even want to get into that right now. That's a
South Harmon Institute of Technology type of train of thought right there.
We should have a screening of that movie.
Wanted or accepted?
Acceptance. Accepted.
Justin Long,
Dr.
You know why
Long.
They call him Justin Long, right? There is a 100%. If there was a game where you had to guess what the next sentence of Joy Tactics is,
yeah,
yeah,
that's a 9 out of 10.
We should get on Kalshi, that you know that site.
No, what's that?
Where you can bet on like you know the election Emmys or like just social events, elections. We should just get some people some money and have some like insider trading going on in the Patreon and like kind of let people know like what we're going to say at certain moments, and then they can like you know, cash out fucking crazy.
You know what I don't think exists yet is like a party chat for slot machines. Instead of if you're too grown up to play Call of Duty, why don't you get on slots.latvia and play the fat pig exploder slot machine with me, and we'll talk about our lives as men.
Oh, so you like, oh,
you're like playing a game together, cooperative slots,
like kind of a proximity chat sort of thing. You walk around in the VR sort of a casino, somebody's next to you.
Oh man,
that sounds beautiful. Damn. Dude, great idea.
That made me cream my brain.
Co-op slots, is that crazy? Has that been even discussed before?
Yeah, I texted you this last week, Eric.
You said co-op slots?
Yes, I texted you this. Look at our text history. I literally said that.
Dude, let's see. I don't believe you, so. You did say let's. Let's do a co-op campaign slot mission.
Jesus.
I said that.
I'm toast. I'm not in my right mind. I'm not in my right mind.
Oh, I just thought of a rap in that case. I'm not in my right mind when I'm in my left brain. I don't like that every episode is just out of this thing.
It's out of the box, you mean? You mean our words are out there forever?
Yeah, you just say something and then that'll do it. Good God.
I think we should have a date in mind. Like, let's say 420, 2036. Or no, even sooner. 420 and 2030. Every episode's deleted.
But now they're going to know and they'll snack it. Snag it off the internet.
Oh, right. Fuck. Showed our cards a little too much. Yeah. Nate, when's the last time you binged on food?
On food? Actually, like this week I've been.
What did you
binge? I had McDonald's on? A couple of days ago. McFlurry. What would you order? I had McFlurry's, Chick-fil-A.
Shit. Because you were traveling. That's road dog food.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I had ice cream like two nights in a row. I pretty much every meal I ate was just like pretty gluttonous.
That was the road life.
Yeah, it just kind of happened like that.
That's a little bit surprising.
We would have like came together and made healthy choices?
I just think when I'm on the road with Connor or Sarah, I feel like they are being healthy and I have to like go off on my own and like get some chicken wings and ice cream alone in the desert, like a sad piece of shit.
I don't know. I feel like we were just feeling a little naughty.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's beautiful.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. So being 33 plus and man,
you can just say I'm 47. It's okay.
Nate, on your 40th, will you break edge with me?
Break edge? Say what?
Break edge.
What does that mean?
Drink, smoke, all of the above.
I think every year I'm just gonna get faded on your birthday. That'll just be my. That's like there's like a California sober. I'm like Eric's lap around the sun sobriety.
Yeah. That's nice. I appreciate that.
But I ruin your birthday every time I get fucking all drunk and sad. You're worried about me.
I think you have like a 3-week come down from like a Michelob Ultra.
I do. It stays with me. It stays in my system, man.
Pathetic.
It must get into my spine or something. You know, if you do like acid or something like that, it's like in your spinal fluid for like 20 years.
It's like chlamydia. Like
yeah.
Damn.
It must be a leak.
A leak?
Body leakage.
Right. Maybe there's a hole in the back of your stomach. Go into your spine a little
possibly,
bit.
Possibly. Can I share a McDonald's memory?
Yeah, I'd love
certainly.
That.
Certainly.
Well, I would say I'm one of the, I probably have like, I'm in the top 0.5 percentile of drink stealers in the country, I would say. Like, if you're going to give me a cup of water, I'm filling that fucking shit up with Sprite.
Careful,
I've
man.
I've never been caught except for one time.
When?
One single time. Do you know where that was?
McDonald's.
That was in a McDonald's, Pickerington, Ohio. And the manager came out and was like, "What are you doing?" And like screamed at me. And I was like, "Whoa.
You're putting it in a water cup?"
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal with that. If you get a water cup, you don't get that much soda.
I don't need much. That's all I need. That's the right amount of soda, honestly.
You know what I'm so glad are going away? Are those damn ass LCD screen soda dispensers where you could mix, it's like every flavor and then you can put like cherry in there and shit. They have it at the movie theater.
The Coca-Cola Freestyle machine?
The Freestyle machines, yeah.
Oh, I like them.
A lot of people like those, yeah.
I don't.
Okay, man. Well, you don't have to drink from it.
Yeah.
I could see you all fucked up in a McDonald's, like making one of those like going to like just make, what's that called where you do the suicide drink?
Yeah. Suicide.
The freestyle suicide takes 35 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know how Taco Bell has those cantinas? Taco Bell, yes. Cantina style, of course. This is, people know about this. Well, I think there should be a McDonald's bistro. You see what I'm saying? And you get to go in and they have Stella on tap and they have like...
Would you please quit your job and just become a bartender at a McDonald's bistro for the rest of your life? I feel like I feel like if you had a comparison of Eric Rahill quits everything, becomes a McDonald's bistro for the rest of his life, and you continuing on your path in the entertainment career, the guy who would do the McDonald's bistro so is going to have a better life. And I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that.
No, I agree. You know what I want to do is can't bring you, Nate. I mean, you could come and study how I behave in these spaces and not get fucked up, but the sort of like third space bars. That could be the Irish theme bar at the Americana movie theater or the Galleria one.
By the way, thank you for inviting me out to bars recently and I have a notebook, but I can't talk to you.
You can just study. Yeah. You can't say shit. Cause you're not on my level and I don't trust someone who's not on the same level as me, but bars at movie theaters, bars at the grocery stores, like Gelson's. Like a wine bar. There's like wine bars at, you know, there's bars at Whole Foods.
Mariano's
bars, the grocery store bars. Well, this is kind of where I want to be spending time and energy. You see what I'm saying? I don't need the infatuation list of coolest, most speakeasy bars. There are
places that need a bar, you know, that haven't,
the gym. That's for one.
The gym.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else?
The library.
Wow. A wine bars, like grocery store wine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Carlo Rossi bar.
Self-serve.
Yep.
Free with the library card. You get some.
Did I tell you guys I was in the Maple Leaf Lounge?
What the fuck is that?
It's called like the Maple Lounge or whatever. Did I bring this up on the podcast already?
Is that a hotel?
I forget. You
know, it's like
I don't know if you brought it up on the podcast, but...
You know, for the airline Air Canada, they have a lounge that you can go into, and bro, they just have bottles. It's just bottles of liquor. Pour it yourself. See what happens for free.
It's crazy, dude.
That's right.
And why do you think they do that?
Because it's fun. It's cool. It's a benefit. Why? Do you have some kind of conspiracy theory about it?
I just get concerned anytime somebody wants to give me something for free like that.
Nothing's ever
for free. It starts to make me wonder, what are they hiding more? Or more specifically, should I say, who are they hiding?
Right.
I'm on to you, Canadian Airlines. Air Canada. You think I don't notice?
Would you agree that nothing in this life is actually free?
Yeah, I guess
What does it mean to be free? What does it mean? Nothing in this life is free. Nothing in life is without transaction. Nah. Nothing in life is without consequence.
You pay a price for everything.
A price. But what if the price is $0? Now I'm wondering.
Then you still pay the... not in the right mind to get into it, but I just need to say it once again. Nothing in this life is free. Okay.
By the way, the rest of the podcast, you can turn it off right now. Like, we're not going to get any.
We used up all of
our steam.
We are
just turn it off. 30 minutes in. We gave you enough. Like, the rest of the podcast is going to be fucking trash. Like, just we're going to go till the full hour, but it's not going to hit. So,
that's no way. It's going to be mostly just listing fucking colors again or some bullshit. This podcast sucks. Why'd you show me this shit? This is what you like? What the fuck is wrong with you? Purple.
I saw a post on our subreddit that was like someone drinking a Suntory highball in Japan listening to us.
Really?
Yeah. You know what made me laugh was that somebody put it, somebody posted, what's everyone's favorite snack? And I was like, this is what I'm fucking talking
that's
about,
what it's
dude.
All about.
And then everyone's just like earnestly like, I like kettle corn.
Mm.
Damn, I would like to look at that.
That was that. I was
Can I
like,
look at that?
We're doing. We're like finding the right people.
This is our people
connecting with the
our tribe,
with the right sort of individuals.
Yes.
How do I find this?
What was I going to say? Oh, the subreddit. Speaking of.
Yeah. What?
Did you see the, there was a, I don't know what's go, like, the, there was a, I would say a doubling in Reddit users on the subreddit.
The entire.
I think it's something with the way that Reddit is now counting.
You think it's metrics?
I think it's just that Reddit has now changed the way that they count subscribers to the thing.
I don't know.
Ooh.
I think we have an exploding fan base. That's what I choose to believe.
Please, please explode.
Can I shout out some of these favorite snacks from the Reddit?
Grapes.
Please.
Grapes.
Pepperoncini kettle chips. That might be a New Yorker.
I love those. Chips. That's a top fucking chip.
Ants on a log. That's a cultured individual from America. Edible underwear. Be careful.
Hey, man.
What?
Edible.
What else?
What's that? Gummy? Is edible underwear gummy or cotton candy?
It depends. I'm sure there's a lot of different options.
It's only one way to find out, Eric.
Come over, bro.
Should we eat some edible fucking panelicious panties at the casino when I'm in New York?
Oh, can we please do an edible panty mukbang?
We have to. We
after we're down hella money at the three card poker table.
Nate, please, if you fly out here, Nate, I will eat fucking edible panties off your head.
If that's what we're doing, I'm coming, dude.
All right. Well, it's free because we're going to gamble, so the money's coming right back at you.
Right. Exactly.
The flight on red. Okay, then what? Free Moscow Mule. Okay, then what?
Free this second like Moscow gambling Mule. Influencer that I talked about. He was like gambling his way. He was kind of doing what you're doing, where you're like, "Oh, I'm gonna go get a sandwich. If I don't double this bet, you know, like or it's free, you know." He would do that,
right?
And he's starting to go up to employees, and he's fucking with them, and he's saying, "How much do you make an hour?" They're like $20 Target. And then he'll be like, "All right, if I win this hand of blackjack, I'll give you, you know, the $20. And then he lets them play the hand. So like most people, I feel like kind of know the gist of blackjack, but some of them don't, obviously.
Right.
But they're making like the right move. And he keeps on saying hit. Like they'll say like, what's it hit or
stay?
Stay?
Stand.
They'll say stay, stand. And then he'll hit anyways, and then he blows up their hand every time. Like
he's fucking with them, dude.
And I was like,
I do not appreciate.
I used to
that.
Like you, dude. I used to respect you, man.
Great, great. There's no joy. I mean, is there anything
good
happening in this
world? If I
was a
Target employee and somebody fucking did that to me, I would fucking ruin your life. If I said stand and you fucking hit, it'd be fucking.
Oh, I'm shoving your eyes down your throat,
Nate. I have to imagine you've seen these videos. Did we already talk about this? About the guys like in London that go up to like African uncles and aunties and start casting spells on them? Have you seen this?
Yeah.
And they run away. But sometimes they'll fight back. Like I saw two older women like fighting back with a Bible today. And then the guy pretends to like start melting. And it's so funny.
That seems wholesome in a way.
Well, it's wholesome until he started recently throwing powder at them.
Oh no, that's not wholesome anymore.
There's a prank video that I saw recently. I don't know if you saw this, where like this guy was texting his dad, and he texted him like a picture of like he's like someone's. I just went into your room and like this was on the wall, and it was like all of these pictures of him, and he was like trying to convince this like guy that he had a stalker. And he was like, "What?" Like it just had the screen record of the text exchange, dude. I can't remember it verbatim, but I need to like it might be when I would have to pull up, and I'm just gonna bail on describing it because it's just something you got to experience in life.
I'll check it. I need more videos. I need more videos now.
Ridiculousness. We need you back, and we need six hosts at once.
Damn. Ridiculousness. Bring back MTV2.
What was on that?
the Andy Milonaka show, Wonder Shows in. Then they just had like reruns of like Room Raiders. I don't know. It was awesome.
That's when the entertainment industry took risks.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Risks.
Yeah, back in the good old fucking days. Yeah. What was I just thinking about that had risk involved in it? Can't remember.
Oh, it's McFlurries. So much I want to say right now, but so much of it's classified, so I can't even bring it. Oh, bring this up. No, it's classified.
That's what's troubling about our rapidly rising stars is that, like, yeah, things that we used to say on this podcast willy nilly, like now all of a sudden we have to be more precious with our information,
right?
Right.
Unless, like, we get a full statement of trust and accountability from the listeners, then maybe I would share some of this shit.
But why don't we have the NDA tier of the Patreon? You got to sign an NDA. I think you
technically could do that.
Well, yeah, anything's possible.
You technically could.
Dude, that would be a that's a good idea, man.
You can get my lawyers on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you got to get one part of your body blacked out tattoo style. What's it going to be?
The tongue.
Ooh.
Black tongue.
I'd be scaring people hella with that. I'd get just my belly, just the pot belly.
I get elbow black
belly. Bam, blam. Black belly. Nate, you missed it, bro. Bro, you know, all the guys in the sauna are like, where the hell is your friend?
You should tell him I'm like, it's not good. And then, like, I'll show up one, like be like, he's like, really sick, you know, like, and then you should, have sort of like a Jesus Christ sort of moment where it's like, I pass away. And then, like, they're like, and then I show up. Like, surprise them.
You know who makes me laugh the most is Ron.
Ron is the good. We should have Ron on the podcast.
I know.
Local
I know.
Business owner, local liquor
store owner.
Owner. That's who we need to be. Fuck celebrities, dude.
I know.
All right.
He came. You would have loved this night. He came in like a little late. And I was like, did you work out today, Ron? And he's like, no, no working out. I'm just doing the pool and sauna. And he's like, yeah, went a little hard last night. You know, the way that he says it. And I was like, what'd you do? And he's like, well, me and two friends, one bottle of Don Julio. It was like him and two buddies drank a whole bottle of tequila.
That's that. Okay. Like, so I'll get drunk on your birthday and anytime Ron texts me.
This makes me want to make my way back west for a little bit.
You have to come.
The idea of, yeah, being
this yeah, needs that. To be our friend group, by the way. Like,
I know
outside it can't be just like casual, like seeing each other at the gym. Like, we need to be like, these need to be like our friends. Like,
well, no, some of these guys hang out, like they become friends through the sauna, through the gym. Wow. There was a guy that was there. I went at a different time on like last weekend at like a weird time. And wait, no, you were in there. Were you in there when the guy was like, his belly really hurt?
Yes.
That was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, belly yeah. Hurt.
There's an older man that came in and was like rubbing his belly on the side of the walls. He's like, this is the only thing that helps.
His belly's like sad. Because he was like in pain. And he
had like been to the ER in the morning. And
Jesus.
And everybody, then, the thing in the sauna is like everybody gives you like unsolicited advice. That's right. Like there was a guy that was like, you need to go back and like get a fucking like demand an MRI.
I got medical professional vibes from him.
Yeah, I don't know. He could just be some dude. You know what I'm saying?
He could just be some dude. That's exactly right. Man, are you going to bed earlier now, Nate? Or are you?
Dude,
you
still I think got... so. If you wanted to go to the gym tomorrow, I would go.
Don't. I would. To be honest. I really would.
To be honest.
This is the craziest part of the podcast. When we get the mask off, real life, actual.
That was like, we're not recording, like, just. Like, I legit, like, forgot we were recording.
I know, I did too.
Back and forth. Why were there two people behind him? They were both making fucking signals. They were, there's a plane that took off yeah. off the. There was a plane that just.
Wait. What is he talking about? Whoa! McDonald's is my favorite. Okay.
Why did you disassemble the rifle and put it back together? Why was this close? Is everybody? Something's going on, and we're fucking watching. And we are noticing this fucking shit.
Yes. Well, and we're going to look. All we can do in this time is put out positive energy and show what male role models could be like. For, you see what I'm saying?
So true.
Show real male friendship. That's all that I have to offer.
So true. There is. Nothing else we could do about it. We've tried.
Our tour needs to be. We're not doing comedy. We're just going to like show up in a city and you can just like watch us be kind of like
just boys
perform male friendship in a positive manner.
Yeah.
Would you guys go on tour with me?
In a heartbeat, dude.
Really?
We need in to a heartbeat. Like why don't lose we do- our mind like date like date after date after date like fucking do as many cities as we can.
Oh my god, tour. We do the fucking gross North over Carolina, fucking
$14,000. Yeah.
If we did the airplanes only, but it's 30 minutes or less flights, and we do, you know, some type of. I want it to be a feat because a lot of people oh my god, touring is so hard. It ate me alive. I think we could show people. When you tap into the influences that we could tap into between David Goggins, between countless
Muhammad,
others.
The Prophet Muhammad.
But, oh, that's right. I was going to say him next. anything's possible. Why don't we do a tour that a lot of people are afraid to do, but I think it's something people would tap into.
Alaska.
Christmas. If we did Alaska the motherfucking
Christmas Day.
The Christmas in Alaska tour where we drive around.
Yo, everybody, Joy Tactics, list Alaska, check it out.
Ketchikan, come check us out.
23rd through the 26th, we're doing 4 shows a night at the Funny Bone in Anchorage.
Yo, this is something no one has ever done before, all right? So you've heard of the cruise ship show, right? On water. Uh-huh. Eric, you've done one of them.
Yeah, yes.
But I don't know of anyone who has sold tickets, and the tickets are just... plane tickets that we all reserve. And yes, Jack,
I raised my hand because I'm so into this.
We book a flight. I'm talking about like in like a year from now, where like maybe there's like one or two real people that have this flight book. We get everybody in LA that's gonna, you know, and we're going to New York all together. And the flight is gonna be us standing up. Going aisle to aisle, going first class is going to get the worst fucking show of their life because we
right,
were like
of class war because we're class war on class them, warfare, right?
And we're going to be like doing crowd work on them and fucking dunking on their fucking ass.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be getting like it's going to be like fucking free liquor, free snacks, shit. No meal.
Okay, yeah. So
hella sun chips.
This is either called high laughing or laugh jacking. I'm not sure which one it is. This is a play on hijacking. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It is where literally, oh my God, did you see 3 laugh jackers bought the fucking tickets and they were on this plane? And
humor
it's
going to
be on the opposite of September 11th, which is going to be February...
9. Oh no, 9? February...
Well, September 9, 11, so it'll be 6, 11, or 11, 6. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Interesting. So we do this, then at which point... I've had nothing to drink today, by the way. So whatever.
Did you drink today?
No, I worked.
Right,
I worked. But what I'm saying is,
Eric, you just got so excited.
I wanted someone else to, you know, Jack. When you drank a margarita last weekend at like 1 p.m., I was thinking, thank fucking God that someone else is coming across as this in this way.
Misery loves company.
Eric, I'll take the heat for you whenever you need it to like to you know. People to cool off a little bit. Just let me know, man. I'll booze up all the fucking time.
Thank you, man.
Well, if I may keep going a little bit on
please,
Nate's idea, what I do think smaller version, it would be, it's something to say like, hey, listen,
you know, 3 months from now, I am going to be in seat 23F on the flight from fucking Dallas to Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
23G is open. Sit in that seat. I'm going to give you a fucking, I'm going to give you a show. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you would make money off of that, but.
You don't. There's no way we could. But that's the thing is, it's not about that for us.
No, it's never about showing love.
And unique ideas and experiencing unique situations with individuals.
Individuals. Individualistic.
Individuals.
Manipulous girl.
Why are you new? Manipulous girl, you're teasing me.
Damn. I want to see a girl try to manipulate me and see what, not see what happens in a threatening way, but watch me put up my barriers quickly.
Hillary Clinton manipulated you out of $12,000 in 2016.
That was not manipulation. That was full-throated, you know, excitement, consent. I was stoked. Right.
Well, you guys have met through family friends.
Old blood family ties to the
old blood. Yeah. Trust me, the Ray Hills and the Clintons.
Ancient ties.
Oh, yeah. That's like fucking Domino's and pizza.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, do you guys have any famous people in your family lineage? Like, if you go back to, like, are you related to Abraham Lincoln or something?
I think my dad's brother, who he hasn't spoken to in 45 years due to gambling, malfunction, had a daughter who one time went to a wedding with Quentin Tarantino or something.
Damn, you know what I just watched? Remember that story? Code switching on PT.
What's this?
Do you know this clip of him code switching?
Yes.
Oh my god, he's code hacking. Cringy.
That's different from switching. That's
good god.
He should be on fucking. He's a polyglot, cultural polyglot.
What is a polyglot? I know I've heard this term before, but I forget what it...
I mean, he made Jackie Brown, you realize. So he can... You know what I mean?
Oh, he's the GOAT. Ooh, that's not even a discussion. It's just...
He's a GOAT.
Kill Bill? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, you make Kill Bill, you could do, you know, autism-centered black voice once in a while.
You guys want to hear about this? This is a Quentin Tarantino inspired moment. When I was on shrooms once, I tried to go to sleep on shrooms. And as soon as my head hit the pillow, the Kill Bill song played in my head. And I was thinking, it was like the, you know, that song where it's like, wee doo, 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 wee doo. That was playing in my head, and I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Think of something positive. Think of something you love. Oh, fuck. And I was like thinking of the Beatles, and then Paul McCartney's face showed up with horns on his head like Jesus. He's a devil.
Oh,
and
hell no.
Like, nah. And you know when you win solitaire and the cards fucking like fly down? His head was like multiplying into like solitaire, and it was like,
dude, Nate.
Dude, stop describing it now.
This is the perfect story for a Comedy Central digital short, craziest trip I've ever had, animated.
Patton Oswalt goes before you crushes, you go out full of silence. No one's arguing.
Mushrooms are a manipulous plant.
Manipulous plant, chemical plant.
Uh-oh, look who's back.
Dude, that was a legendary moment when you fucking pulled that off.
It was legendary. So for those who don't can't tell because you're just listening, Jack just put on the foam salt
foam beard.
The System of a Down lead singer.
Jack, what are we gonna do next week, man, in New York? I can't wait.
Oh my god, next week we are gonna go fucking. Do you want to have a throwback, couple of throwback experiences?
Throatback?
Aye.
What is it? Throwback? Yeah.
Throwback.
In which sense? Tommy Jazz.
Ops. Pizzeria.
Damn.
That's the new, oh yeah, we need a new fucking thing.
Damn.
That made me choke.
Jeez.
Damn. Shit.
Jack, do you want to come to a... I'm just going to tease this to the listeners right now. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. But if you tune into Sirius XM Canada channel... some random ass channel. Yeah, on Thursday, you might be hearing me... being interviewed, just put it.
Do you realize something?
I'm so excited for next week.
Oh my god,
that's gonna be fun, man.
When do you get in again?
Wednesday night.
And you want to go to the gym?
Yes. Yeah.
Too bad.
Get dinner Wednesday night, then chill and see what happens.
Wow, Wednesday night, dude. Wait, what time?
Six. I get in at six.
6 p.m. this Wednesday on the fucking this
that's
Wednesday.
That's right. That's right.
DM me. I'm going to tell you about an improv show.
But really? Here's the thing. Yeah. Here's the deal. I'm at a place where I would do improv in a heartbeat.
Watch. Careful what you say, man, because you might find yourself on stage with me, Micah, Scotty. God knows who else is there.
That sounds fun. That sounds all right. Fun.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Careful what you wish for.
So, Nate. What did you do on the plane on the way back from Ohio? What'd you watch, man? We talked about this last time. Did you lock into a film?
No, I actually didn't. I was just feeling like, dude, I was doing a bunch of stand-up shows, and I was like, you know, when you're doing a bunch of shows and you're like kind of getting to the groove and you're like, your mind's kind of in that zone where you're like thinking mm-hmm. of material.
Trust me, I know what that feels like.
And buddy, I fucking whipped out that motherfucking notebook and got to work.
You gotta get to work.
You gotta get to work. Yeah, I fucking got to work, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
I would say 100% today on Air Canada, I was in a fucking godlike flow state.
You went to Toronto?
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
what?
I didn't
realize you were in, bro. I have a bone to pick with both of you guys, and I've said it before. You need to tell me what's going on in your lives. I don't want to find out on Instagram that you're in an amazing. You know, I tell you guys everything, bro. Please just text me what you're up to. Where did you stay in Toronto?
At the Westin.
Shit.
The Westin Harbor. We stayed in some nice hotels, dude. Some good hotels. Nothing like a hotel, man.
Oh, I'll fucking, you know I like hotels, right? So you were just writing jokes nonstop on the flight?
Can we hear
literally
one?
The entire flight.
You want to try one out?
What did I get? I got maybe I could do one. I could test out one.
Hell yeah.
Spiritualizations 928, me and Nate. And by the way, Nate, I already booked two people. I didn't tell you yet.
Are you serious? That's amazing to hear.
Yes.
And if you're listening today, when this episode comes out on Monday, September 15th, whatever it is, tonight, Union Hall, 10 p.m., I'm going to be doing comedy along with some amazing people.
Oh, I'll let you guys know a bad one because, you know, they're not all good. And this is kind of a perfect one for the podcast because this one is really bad. This is just because when you're writing, you know, you 90% of them are awful. But this one is one of them awful ones. Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Jeffrey Epstein. Wop, 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 wop. Woody Allen. Wop, 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 wop. R. Kelly. Nothing more. There's nothing
no,
more.
No, no, no. This was in just flow that. State. This was when you were flowing.
This was mid
flow.
Saying you're in a God tier writing session. That's the bit.
Damn.
I swear to God, dude, I was in this was in flow state right as I was writing this. I was like, fuck, oh my God, I can't believe I'm coming up with this shit right now, dude.
Jeffrey
Wop, typing down wop, wop, wop.
Literally type down wop, 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 wop.
3.5 hours Jeffrey. Into a flight.
Okay, guys, we've come to the moment.
That was a good one.
Will you do that on the next show, Nate? Just try it.
Yeah, I'll try it. I'll do it.
And you got to be, you have to amp it up by being like, all right, I'll leave you guys with this.
It was the build up. I'll tell you what, this right here, perfect type of laugh, being a little sleep deprived.
Yeah.
And the laughs just come. They hit so much crazier, dude.
I needed to transform because unless I'm in character, I'm not gonna be able to stop laughing.
Oh,
geez. Thank you for sharing the rest of those.
All right, let me kick it off. What gave me joy this week? was doing some shows with Connor, and we visited my mom. And shout out to Diane, you're listening right now. We were in my mom's crib, and we got there like too early, and I just put in my mom's garage code, so we were just like chilling in my mom's like house for like 30 minutes. And we just like went like fucking 14-year-old, like just smoked a blunt mode. And like we just like went straight to the cabinet and fucking took out 6 boxes of cereal. And we were like, dude, let's fucking eat some cereal. And then we didn't have any milk. So we just were eating it with our hands. And I was like, you want a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh, shit.
I get it.
Damn,
what is happening?
And I made the most busted fucking people.
This is, it feels like someone just died.
Yeah.
And we're like at their funeral, like having that type of like a, this is like a grief laugh.
That is beautiful. Like donuts. Like my mom's like fucking busted snacks. Ugh. Donuts, ice cream for lunch too.
Donuts, ice cream, PB&J, cereal.
Your mom has an candy. Amazing kitchen.
Damn.
And,
are you kidding me?
It was just quite it felt very juvenile in a fun way.
It's but nice yeah,
the
to
shows
feel
were
that.
Very fun.
And I like, oh, and I saw see some you guys live crowd. So bad. I want to see you guys
do
live.
Do the Joy Tactics hand symbol. It was fucking sick. So.
Oh. Yeah, it's spreading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what got me all fucked up last night. We went to, with Danny and Kate, me, Layla, Danny, and Kate, went to there's this thing called Tiki Mirage. Have you heard of this, Nate? It's like a tiki
bar.
Burbank? It operates out of the back of a truck. It's like a semi truck, and you get in the back, and it's like there's a bar inside, and it's like almost like a tiki omakase thing where everyone gets the same drink, and it was like no one else booked it, so for that hour, so it was just us four in this little tiki truck, and it was so fucking
wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
That sounds like a dream come true.
It's amazing,
Jack.
Yeah. Well. Basically, my car was basically held ransom by a giant metal lift in the city. I drove into town. God, this is horrible. Oh, I couldn't find a parking spot. I had to be in Manhattan. I couldn't find a parking spot in Brooklyn. So I had to be in This is horrible. Let me just try and get through this. My car got stuck in a parking garage because it was one of the lift ones.
Oh.
And the lift broke. So when I went to get my car, they said, can you come back in a couple hours? The lift is fucking broken.
No.
And I said, no, dude, I have to go. This sucks. Let me get my money back. And they said, no. And I said, fine, I'll be back tomorrow for my car. Next day, I fucking go into Manhattan. on a fucking Saturday and I get my car and I say, yo, this is ridiculous. This is illegal. Give me a fucking refund.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, you can call our big number.
Damn.
So I called the big number and I'm waiting to get them for them to get back to me. But I did something rude on the way out and it made me feel.
What'd you do?
It's not nice.
You peed.
I threw a bunch of tomatoes and bread on the ground, old tomatoes and bread all over the fucking parking lot on my way out. As I like ghost ride through a bunch of tomatoes on the ground.
That's like French Revolution. You know what I mean? That's what probably was all over the ground.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to throw up and like my stomach hurts and my head hurts from how hard that laugh just was.
That was a good.
That was
a good laugh for a Monday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nate, sauna tomorrow. We're doing it.
Yeah, there's no question.
All right. And you know we're locked back in then, right?
Permanent.
The firmament
lock.
Yeah. Yo, would people buy firmament water? Water that's from the end of the flat earth? All right. That's been the McDonald's episodes.
Yep.
See you next time.
Peace out.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.